Good afternoon. A seasonably strong low-pressure system is tracking off the coast of New Jersey south of Long Island on its way east of Cape Cod today. While a lot of mid- and high-level clouds have overspread much of interior New York and New England overnight and this morning, most, if not all, of the rain associated with this system is confined to coastal sections. So it will be dry across the region for the day today. And as the storm system slowly lifts to the north and east, gradually we'll go back to sunshine, first in northernmost New York and towards central New York, and gradually to the east across the rest of New York and New England by the middle and latter part of the afternoon. Because of the strength of this system, a strong and gusty north to northeast wind has developed, so it will be quite breezy and cooler than average today, with most places staying in the middle and upper 70s, and some spots not even making it out of the lower 70s today. The skies will clear out tonight, and with the clear sky and diminishing winds, temperatures will drop back into the 50s for overnight lows, even some 40s across the mountains. And this will leave us with high pressure dominating the weather picture for the second half of the weekend, which means full sunshine for Sunday and highs responding nicely back into the lower 80s. In fact, a ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will be in control for Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will warm back into the lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, and with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, highs will bounce into the mid-80s. The humidity will start to build through the middle of the week, and with a mix of sun and clouds, we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday. Highs once again will be in the mid-80s. We'll start to track a front through the Great Lakes and in our direction through the middle of the week. It'll edge closer on Thursday with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm again, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. And as the front heads into the region on Friday, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs staying in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that fall-like low-pressure system along the coast will continue to move offshore with rain coverage decreasing throughout the afternoon. Some lingering showers are likely, but nothing to the extent of what happened yesterday with the numerous instances of flooding. A strong cold front behind the storm will usher in a much cooler air mass by July standards across much of the eastern United States for the rest of the weekend, extending into Monday. Once the cloudiness and moisture move out, much lower humidity and pleasant temperatures will be common all the way into the mid-Atlantic region. Some gusty winds are likely near the coast given the strength of the coastal storm. Meanwhile, monsoonal moisture spreading into the desert southwest, Four Corners, and central and southern Rockies will keep scattered showers and thunderstorms possible through the weekend. As this moisture interacts with a weak front over the western high plains, the likelihood of higher rainfall rates will increase across eastern Colorado and northern New Mexico, and flash flood watches have been issued. And Typhoon Nisat made landfall this morning on the northeast coast of Taiwan as a Category 1 typhoon. Nisat has weakened but will remain at tropical storm strength as it heads toward the southeast coast of China in the next 24 hours. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with highs in the upper 70s. Boston mostly cloudy, windy, and cool with highs in the upper 60s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1894. And the record low, 47 in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy today, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, windy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s Monday. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms again on Friday, lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.